Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Aleph in Meseches Erevin, the 291st daf in Shas. Got to give ourselves credit. Not 190 dafim, but Baruch Hashem, we've already done 291 dafim. We, I would say, are almost 1/9 through Shas. I think most of us could say that it hasn't been difficult. Too difficult, emphasis on two, up until now. So Be'ezer Hashem, let's continue marching together. Today's daf is going to begin a continuation of yesterday's discussion whether an inheritor is able to be mevatel his father's reshus just like the father can, or is there a distinction between the two? The Gemara will continue to analyze that. And then the Gemara will come back to the famous machlokes between Beishamei Mesila that we've done in the past of whether one can be mevatel reshus at all on Shabbos. That will take us into Ayin Aleph, Amin Aleph, halfway through the Amud, to a new Mishnah that will discuss the status of partners making an Erev Chatzeros. Do partners need to make an Erev Chatzeros? And does it depend on what type of partnership they had? The Gemara will discuss partnership of oil and wine, which will bring us to Ayin Aleph on the base that will discuss the mixture of oil and wine. We all know the phenomenon that oil rises to the top, and the Gemara will analyze that from the perspective of Tumah Vitahara. And then we will get to an interesting topic, which we've discussed in the past on Halacha from the Daily Daf, about 10 lines from the bottom of Ayin Aleph on the base, and that is, what are the halachic requirements of types of food for Eruvei Chatzeros, and what is necessary for Shitufei Mevos? Without further ado, let's begin. We pick up where we left off yesterday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Now we begin the daf of Matzai Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Naso, 9 lines from the bottom, and Ayin Amibes, Eisvei. The Gemara again is going to be bringing Rayos, whether a child who inherits a father can be mevatel the father's rishus on Shabbos. Eisvei, Echa mibnei chatzer shemes. One of the people in the courtyard died. V'niach rishuso le'echod min hashuk mib'od yom. Oser, michashecha eina oser. If someone dies and leaves his inheritance to someone who is in the marketplace, which means someone who is not one of the bnei hachotzer, so then, in such a case, it depends on when the death took place. If it took place when it was still Friday, so then you have an individual who inherits the Rishos, who never joined in the Erev, Oser, and it will therefore make it prohibited for everybody else to carry. But if it's already when it's dark, Eina Oser. So then in such a case, the original Erev of the person that's now deceased will take effect and remain in effect despite his death. V'echa min hashuk shemes, if someone from the market dies, v'niach rishus alecha b'nei achotzer mib'od yom eina choser, oser, and he leaves it to someone who is in the chotzer, so then in such a case, if he dies when it's still day, so then it does not make his rishus oser, and the fact that the person in the shuk did not make an Erev is not a problem, as long as the inheritor in the chatzer, who also lived in the chatzer, already made an Erev for his other apartment in the chatzer. However, if this fellow in the shuk did not make it, and he died, mishech hashecha, oiser, then in such a case, the fact that he leaves it for someone who was part of the Erev will not work, because when Shabbos began, that apartment was oser, the entire complex. Asks the Gemara, Amai Oser Nivtil, why is it that once the person is deceased? We learned in both in the Reisha instances where he's Oser, Nivtil. Why don't we have the inheritor being able to be Mevatel? Must be, the inheritor can't. Like we had learned, according to Dvei Shmuel, 7 lines on the top, on Ayin on the base. Says the Gemara, Mayoiser Nami Diktani Achi Yivatel. No, it doesn't mean that there is no recourse. If there would be Bittel, then it would work. The problem over here was that there was no Bittel. Tashma the Gemara continues 2 lines from the bottom and 9 on the base. Yisrael Viger Shiruyin Bimigura Achas. You had a Yisrael and a convert that were living in one silo. Ger Biboidyoim, and the convert died when it's still day, in a case of a convert, when he dies, his property is ownerless, and therefore any Jew can take his property and make a kinyan on it to make it his. So in this case, the Yisrael does that. He makes the kinyan to make it his. Afal pi shehichzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav, oser. Then the halacha is that the silo is now oser because it belongs to two people. The ger's eruv no longer works. A Yisrael acher was ocher b'nechasim. So then in such a case, the Jew in the silo, the other Jew who was living with the ger, who's now deceased, now needs to make an eruv with the Yisrael Acher. Mishech HaShecha, but if the convert dies when it's already dark, when Shabbos has begun, Av Bishlo Yichzik Yisrael Acher, Eina Oser. Even if no other Jew grabbed the belongings, it's not Oser, because the Eruv that was done on Erev Shabbos by the Ger takes effect to the rest of the Shabbos, even though he's deceased. Analyze the Gemara. Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Pebo, Diom, Afal Pishlo Yichzik. You said when it's still day, even though another Jew grabs the chasim, and certainly if no one grabbed it, then it sounded like it would also be oser. Adarabba, kilo hichzik, if no one grabs it, lo osar. So in the resha, with what we were medayik on the top line, was even though another Jew was machzik, it's still osar. Which would seem to indicate that if another Jew would not be machzik, it would also be oser. The question is why? Now you have a deceased ger who died before Shabbos. His possessions are ownerless, and all you have left in the silo is this lonely Jew. It's a good question, says the Gemara. Amar of Papa, Ema Afal Pishalo Hichzik. Despite the fact that he wasn't machzik, that the Jew that came along that was machzik in the goy's possessions, Rashi explains in Divrei Maskil, Afal Pishalo Hichzik, was not machzik right away. He was only machzik after Shabbos had begun. And the chiddush over here is that even though when Shabbos began, the Jew was only by himself, nevertheless, since someone is machzik on Shabbos itself, so then, in such a case, that individual will be oser. Asks the Gemara, does that fit into the language? Va'afal pi shehichzik ketani. It says, even though he was machzik, sounds like right away. Hachi kamar. So the Gemara says, you have to reread it. Afal pi shelo hichzik mibeod yom, ela mishech hashecha. Even though the second Jew came along only after nightfall. Kivan dehavile lehachzik mibeod yom, since he could have been machzik mibeod yom. Oser, the halacha is that he'll be oser even after nightfall as well. We put a period over here. The Gemara continues to analyze. We learned if the ger died mishech hashecha, afal pish lo hichzik Yisrael acher. Even if another Jew is not machzik, ain't a oser. So we're medayik. Afal pish lo hichzik Yisrael acher. Velo mi boy ki hichzik. Sounds like even if he was machzik, there would need be no problem if another Jew would be machzik. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. Adarabba, ki hichzik osar. If a Jew would be machzik, we just learned above that he'll be osar. We learned even if it's mishech hashecha. Amar Rav Papa, ema afal pi shehichzik. Even if the Jew is machzik, since it took place on already Seis HaKochavim, in such a case, he would not be osar. In a moment, we're going to see why. First, the Gemara asks, "Va'afal pi shehichzik tani." It says, despite the fact that he wasn't machzik, how can you say he was machzik? Hachi kamer, afal pi shehichzik mishech hashecha. And here's the critical reason why: even though a Jew is machzik mishech hashecha, kidin delo avilei lahachzik mibod yom, eina oser. Since there was no way for him to be machzik when it was still day, he will not be oser because when the Shabbos began, the eruv of the ger was still in effect. Katani mias. Now we bring back this issue to the issue of whether yorish kamim avata. Katani mias reisha oser. We learned the halacha is that in the reisha, the fellow his machzik is oser. Amay oser nivata. Let him be mevato. So what do we see from here? We see from here that someone who comes into the picture as a yorish cannot, or as someone who grabs onto the rishus, cannot be mevatel. Answers the Gemara, "Mayosa diktani ad sheyevatel." No, it just means until he's mevatel, but even the machzik could be able to be mevatel to the original Jew who was there originally with the ger. Rabbi Yochanan Amar gives a different teretz. Masnisa mani beis shamayhi. We could learn that Mishnah is going according to beis shamay. Da'amri ein bitul rishus b'shabbos. That you can't do a bitul rishus on Shabbos. And this is a machlekes. This now we learned in a Mishnah. Me'emas ha'inoyis n'rishus. When could one be mevatel one's rishus to others? Beis shamay yom n'meboid yom. Beis shamay says it could only be done before nightfall on Shabbos. Ubeis hillel oimrim mi shechetesh. And Beis Hillel says at nightfall. Amar Ula. Ula continues to explain the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. My time in the Beis Hillel. What's the reason for Beis Hillel? Nase ka'omer kleich etzla yafos. Beis Hillel explains, it says if he says, go and collect, buy the nice ones. Beis Hillel is making an interesting analogy. The Sugi above Metzia tells us that if Reuven takes off Truma for Shimon, and when Shimon finds out about it, in other words, he takes it off of Shimon's fruits, Shimon says, Kleich etzla yafos, you should have even taken nicer ones. That shows that he was interested in it. The Gemara equates this idea, Rashi explains, at the end of Dibur HaMaskil, Kleich, to the halachos of Erevin, that if someone is mevatel, that shows that he really wanted to be part of the Erev, he just forgot to partake in the Erev. So then in such a case, if he's mevatel, that shows he's really interested in being matirat. The Gemara continues 7 lines before the Mishnah, Amar Abaye meis nochri b'Shabbos. Abaye asks that this is the case of a nochri that died on Shabbos. My klei chetzal yafos. Why would that be dependent on the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? I understand the regular bittul that would apply, but here, when it comes to nochri, it's not relevant at all. Echa b'hakal mifli, but rather it's dependent on something else. Beis Shammai sari bittul rishus mikne. Rishus ahu. Bittul Rishus is giving over a transaction of Rishus, Mikna Rishus B'Shabbos Aser, and we know that it's prohibited mid-Rabbanon to do Kinyanim. Beis Hillel holds the Steluke Rishus B'Almahu, that the Bittul Rishus is not a Kinyan, but rather is removing himself from the Rishus. Steluke Rishus B'Shabbos Shapir Dami, and that could be done on Shabbos itself. Beis Hashem, we begin the new Mishnah. Baal HaBayis Shayeshutuf L'Shcheinov L'zeh b'yayin, u'l'zeh b'yayin. If you have an individual, Reuven is in a chotzer. He has a house that's part of a courtyard with 12 other people. And he has a shutfus, a partnership with them, with wine. They all share wine. Einon tzrichin la'arev. He doesn't need to make an Erev because there already is an Erev. I just want to be a little bit more precise. Here, the Lashon, the Mishnah, is actually, we're not talking about a chatzer, but talking about a shutuf, which we know is the concept of shitufei mevos, which is really the same thing, but is combining the people in different chatzeros in the mavui. So different people in different chatzeros combine with Reuven, who has wine, and if they all share it, so then in such a case, there's no need for him to be ma'ariv, because that partnership, by definition, makes them a shutuf. However, l'zeh b'yayin v'l'zeh b'shemen, what happens if he has a partnership with one in wine, the other with oil, tzrichin la'arev? In such a case, then he does need to join for an eruv, where everybody is joined together. Reb Shimon omer echad zeh v'echad zeh, and tzrichin la'arev, Rabbi Shimon says it's not necessary. The Gemara will tell us why Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Amar Rav. Rav says, now the only time that this shituf is going to be worked, once we're already partners with wine, there's no need for an Erev, is ubikli echad. If the Erev is done in one utensil. This is as well, we've discussed this in the past, in Halacha from the Daily Daf, a requirement in Hilchas Erev, that the Erev needs to be in one utensil. Amar Rav, dekanam diktani l'zeb yayin l'zeb shemen tzvichan la'arev. Rava says that's exactly the point in the next part of the Mishnah that says that if one is made out of wine and the other of oil, so then in such an instance they need to make a new Erev. Shapir, I understand that the Seifa is bringing out the idea that because wine and oil are in two different utensils, it's not going to work. But if you would explain that the rationale is Reisha b'shnei kelim, v'seifa b'shnei kelim, that the seifa is also talking about with two utensils, just like the Reisha, and Rav is wrong, mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shem, what's the difference whether our partnership is with wine all the way around, that Reuven shares with everybody on wine, or he shares with one person wine, one person shemet? Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, no, that is not a strong proof. Yayin v'yayin ro'ui la'arev. Now we actually use the word eruv in its verb form. Wine and wine could be mixed together. Yayin v'shemen ein ro'ui la'arev. Wine and oil cannot be mixed together. Hence, it could never be considered an eruv. It can never be considered mixed together. But there's no proof from here that one utensil is necessary, although, as we pointed out, l'halacha, we do paskin, that's supposed to be done in one utensil. We learned that Rabbi Shimon disagreed, because Rabbi Shimon said, echad zeh v'echad zeh ein tzrichen l'eruv. V'afilu l'zeh b'yayin v'l'zeh b'shemen. Even in such a case, the Rabbi Shimon is disagreeing, even where the partnership with one is with wine and the other with oil, but didn't we mention above that it needs to be ra'ui la'arev? Amar Rabba hachem ma'iskin b'chatzer shebein shnei muvos. We're talking about a courtyard that sits between two muvos. We have that in our diagrams, very, very clear diagrams. You have two muvos on either side of a chatzer. Rabbi Shimon l'tame, Rabbi Shimon's consistent with his position. Desnan amar Rabbi Shimon, Lema davar dome, what is this parallel to? L'shalosh chatzeros hapsuchos zu lezu upsuchos l'rishus harabim. If you have three courtyards that are open to each other and then open into a rishus harabim. Irvu shtayim hachitzonos imem tzois. This we discussed earlier on daf mem hei on the beis. If you have an eruv where the two outer ones join with the middle one, himu teresi mohen, the middle one is able to carry both into the outer ones. Vehain, and they, muteres imar, able to carry into the middle one. Ushtaim achitzonos, asuros zo imzo. And the two outside ones are prohibited to carry with each other. So too over here, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that if you have two mavos on either side of the chatzer, and they join with the chatzer with different species, in other words, one with wine and one with oil and two distinct utensils, they cannot carry from their mavui into the chatzer, then into the mavui, because they were never joined together with the wine and the oil. Nevertheless, the halacha is that they'll be able to carry into the mavui. Excuse me, into the chatzer. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked, "Mi dami ha'sam katani shtayim achitzonos asuros." There we expressly learned that you can't carry from the outside chatzer to the outside chatzer, only into the middle. Ha'chaktani, here we learned, ain't tzrichin la'arev klal, that there's no need for more of an erev, and that's not true. To be able to carry, look back into the diagram, from the mavui into the chatzer, and then into the mavui, so then in such a case, that is not acceptable. And the lashon of ein tzrichin la'arev klal is misleading. Says the Gemara, my ein tzrichin la'arev, shcheinim bahadei bala bayis. What does it mean that they don't need to make another erev? That means the shcheinim don't need to make another Erev with the Balabayas. Here, Shcheinim are referring to the people in the Mavui. They have a good Erev with the Balabayas. Aval Shcheinim, Bahadei Adadi. Here, Shcheinim again, as we mentioned, refers to the people in the Mavui. The two outer Mavos, Tzrichin La'arev. They have to make an Erev between them. The Gemara continues on to Amud Beis with another brilliant application to this Machlokis, according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a totally different approach. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan v'Plukse, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri v'Rabbanan, it gets involved with a Mishnah in Maseches Tful Yom that was quoted twice, as the Maseches HaShas pointed out, in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Hei Mabez and Daf Kuf, and that revolves on the relationship between oil and wine. This now we learned in that Mishnah, Shemen Shetzaf Al Gabe Yayin. If you have oil that's falling on top of wine, V'Nogat Tful Yom B'Shemen, and a tful yom touches the oil, lo pasal el Hashem bilvat. The tful yom who is tameh, he's gone to the mikvah, but he's not going to become tar until Herev Shemesh. So he has the ability to make this truma tamei. If he touches the oil, he does not make the wine tamei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri yomer shneim chiburim zelzer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that they're attached. Says Rabbi Yosef, brilliantly, Rabbanon ki Rabbanon. The Rabbanon follows Shita, the Rabbanon that looks at them as two distinct things, and therefore you can't be ma'ari between them. Rabbi Shimon ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And Rabbi Shimon learns like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because he says we look at them as together. So Rabbi Shimon will say that even though you made an Erev with one of them, a partnership through wine and another through oil, nevertheless, we look at that as one chibur. Now the Gemara introduces a third shita. Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Tudai Yomer, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzrichin la'arei va'filu lezeh b'yayin v'lu lezeh b'yayin. In our Mishnah, we learned that if the partnership is based on wine, so then even the Rabbanan would agree that there's no need for an Erev. Rabbi Elazar ben Tudai disagrees, and he says, even with wine, they need to join together. It's not considered an Erev. Rashi learns that this is even a question, that the Gemara asks, Vafil azeh b'yayin v'lazeh b'yayin? So the Gemara now clarifies the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. Amar Rabba, zebol b'ligino v'shafach, v'zebol b'ligino v'shafach. If everybody comes with their pitcher, which they were the partners with the individual on, of wine, and they bring those pitchers of wine, and they poured it into a large vat. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi would say that's an Erev. What happens if they had a partnership in a barrel of wine? Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi is introducing the dramatic shita that we've discussed in Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. This Masechta deals with probably the most often one of the biggest shas sugyas around, and that's the sugya of Breira. We had a Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. We had that in quite a few places in Shas. And here, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi Savar Ein Breira. We cannot say which part of the barrel belongs to which person, and therefore, there isn't a clear demarcation of each person's contribution to the Eruv. Rabbanan Savri Yesh Breira. Rabbanan say, we do say that we retroactively look at each part of the barrel as being divided to that appropriate person. Rav Yosef Amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi Rabbanan, Bisomchin al Shituf Makom Erev Kamifliyur. Rabbi Yosef has another explanation. He points out, as we saw in our Mishnah, we're talking about Shituf and Mavos, the joining of Mavos together. And the Machlokis revolves around an important topic. Demar Savar Ein Somchin, Umar Savar Somchin. One man d'amar holds that you could use a shitufei mevos that was already done for an Erev, and the other, that was the Rabbanan, and the other man d'amar holds that one cannot. And that's what Rebbe Elazar ben Tadoi meant when he said, Zev v'zot tzarech l'arev. Not that it doesn't work for shitufei mevos, but rather it doesn't work for the Eruvei Chatzeros. I'm Rav Yosef Minan, Minala, says Rav Yosef, how do I know this is the rationale of Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi? Damar Rav Yehuda Marav Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Vamar Rav Bruda Marav Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. My time, Allah Mishun Lechad time Ahu. It must be that they're repeating the same reason. And Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that what works for Shitufei Mavos does not work for an Erev. This opinion, Rabbi Meir, we're going to see in a moment. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, I'm not convinced at all. V'icha Taima. If it's the same reason, then why did they say twice that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi? Sounds like there are two different rationales. Answers the Gemara, Hakam Ashulan. The chiddush over here is the lo kavdinan kitrei chumri be'erevin. If we had only explained, says Rashi, in Dibra Maschel Hakam Ashulan, that we were following the chumra of Rabbi Meir that says, Ein somchim b'chatzeros al shitufei mevos, then we would have thought that we're being machmir for Rabbi Meir on two different things. Number one, that Rabbi Meir is machmir against the Chachamim because Rabbi Meir says that a shituf of wine cannot be used for an Erev. While the Chachamim say a shituf of wine cannot be used, but a shituf of bread can be used. And then in our Mishnah we learned that according to the Chachamim, even a shituf of wine can be used. So that would be trei chumri, that we're following Rebbe Meir, that number one, wine can't be used, and number two, not even bread could be used. So therefore, we need to learn Rebbe Lazar bar Tadoi, that he says that you can't use shitufei muvos with wine. Now the Gemara fleshes out, what is this machlokis in regards to shitufei muvos of wine and bread? Myra meiru myra bonin. This anya ma'arvin b'chatzeres bepas. You can use an eruv chatzeres with bread. V'imratzu la'arev b'yayin e ma'arvin. And if you want to use wine, it's not acceptable. Mishtatvim b'mavli b'yayin. You could use for shitufei muvos wine. V'imratzu l'shtatev bepas mishtatvim. And pas is also acceptable. In general, pas is a stronger form of erev than wine. Marvin bechatzeros u'mishtatvim b'mavui shelo lishkach toras erev. Even though you made ishitufei mavos, you should also make eruv echatzeros so as not to forget the concept of erev minatinokos sheyomru avoseinu lo yirvu. Kids growing up in a chatzer that already had a shitufei mavos that was done around it will say, our forefathers never made an erev, not knowing that there already was a shitufei mavos. Divrei Rebbe Meir, this is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. V'chachamim oimrim, oi ma'arvin, oi mishtatvin. Chachamim are the opinion, you don't need to do both. Now the Gemara is going to flesh out that according to the Chachamim, there are times that one would work for the other, but it depends on what types of food. And that was a discussion amongst the Amorayim within the Chachamim. Pligi bar Rabbi Nechumi v'Rabba. Chad amar bepas dekuli amalo pligi. Everybody, one held that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Meir would hold that if there was bread that was done for the shitufei mavos, it would work for Aruv v'chatzeros. Debechad asagi, one would be enough. Ki pligi b'yayim. But the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan, as we mentioned above, insisted that the shituvei mavos is enough, is even with wine, while Rabbi Meir says no. If the shituvei mavos was with wine, then you need a separate eruv echatzeros. And some held no, that even the Rabbanan agreed that if it was with wine, it would not be acceptable. Ki pligi bepas. When did they have the machlokis? They had the machlokis in regards to bread. Ibezer Hashem, tomorrow on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara will flesh out a little bit more of the machlokis. We will now, Bezer Hashem, go to a halacha from the Daily Daf, where we discuss the halacha lemaisa today of using a shitufei mavos even for a ruve chatzeros, which is part of the machlokis that we saw between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham, and according to Rav Yosef, that was part of the machlokis between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi and the Chachamim of our Mishnah. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Daf Yomi, Daf Ayin Aleph, of Maseches Erevin. Hashem, the halacha topic from Erevin Daf Ayin Aleph is the application of the machlokis tanoim of what type of food are necessary for a eruv chatzeros versus a shitufei mavos, and what is the halacha about using a shitufei mavos for a eruv chatzeros. Simply put, if in your neighborhood there was a shitufei mavos that was made to allow people to carry in the streets, is one allowed to carry in one's chatzer, or is an eruv chatzeros also necessary? Bezer Hashem, we go back to the halacha topic from Daf Chof Zayin, where we discussed these topics. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha from Daf Chof Zayin is how do we make a eruv chatzeros today, and why is it that many people today, from some of the friends and Talmidim that listen in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Eretz Yisrael, for example, in Ten Nachal Lachish, I live with Rabbi Jonathan Cohn, and we do not have an Eruv Chatzeros, as well as halfway across the world, in Beechwood, Cleveland, where we learn with Josh Klarfeld, many buildings, I believe, we'll have to ask Josh, do not have an Eruv Chatzeros as well. What is going on when one makes an Eruv Chatzeros? What needs to be used? And why is it that there are many buildings that Lechura should require Eruv Chatzeros that many people are not careful to do it? And when, of course, is it required? The two topics run together because
In our Mishnah, we learn that there are all types of foods that could be used for an aruve chatzeros and shitufe mavos. Tosfos points out that in truth, lahalacha, this statement of the Mishnah, the way Rashi explains it, is not correct. The Gemara later on Daf Ayin Aleph Amibes, says that when making an Eruve Chatzeros, you need to use bread. This is codified in Shulchan Aruch as well, and in the Mishnah Bura. In Simin Shin Pei Vav, Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel, in the Mishnah Bura points out that we follow this Mishnah. Anything could be used when we're making a Shitufe Mavos. The difference between a Shitufe Mavos and an Erev Chatzeros is the following. If you have an apartment building, and a few of the apartments open up to a Chatzer, simply put, although not according to all opinions, the way in which you could carry in that general area is only through an Eruve Chatzeros. By the way, before we go on, today's halacha is assuming that we're talking about an area only with Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. I realize I had said different areas around the world. Let us stay in the assumption that we're dealing with an area that's entirely residential with Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. We'll discuss in the future what happens if that is not the case. Our Mishnah follows, therefore, the position of Tosos, who says that you could use all different types of food when it comes to Shitufe Mavos, where it's not a chatzer that is joining together, but there are many roads, like a general small city that is not a Rishus HaRabim. The way in which one could carry is, if number one, there are appropriate mechitzos, and number two, the ones who are in charge of the Erev have to keep in mind that they need to designate and to be mezakeh the entire city with food that they all can partake in. The details of the zikui we will discuss in the future as well, and that goes for the entire city. If there's been an Erev that's been done for the entire city, and that Erev, we pointed out, could be used with many different foods, the Rama writes that Shitufe Mavos works even for Chatzeros as well. This psak of the Rama is found in Shin Pei Zayin. V'yesh omrim desomchin ashituf b'makom Erev afilu lo nishtatfu ela b'yayin. Now we really appreciate the words in the Rama, afilu lo nishtatfu ela b'yayin. In our Gemara we learned that Bechol Ma'arvin u'mishtatvin includes certainly wine, it even includes everything up until water and salt. And the Rama says, from the Rosh and the Mardechi, and this is how the Mishnah Bura follows in Sifkatan Yud Beis as well, that once there is a Shitufe Mavos that was done on behalf of everybody in this community, then there is no need for Eruvei Chatzeros. That is why in Ramat Beit Shemesh, once there is a kosher Erev, it could be that every single political party needs to make its own Erev. That's why it's best to stay out of politics. This way you could be included in everybody's Erev. And therefore, there's no need on 10 Nachal Achish for Rabbi Jonathan Cohen and Chaim Eisenstein to make their own Erev Chatzeros because they are included in the Shitufe Muvaos that was done by the Rabbanim of the city. Similarly, everywhere, not only in Israel, but all over America as well, that the Rabbanim, when they are Zoche for Shitufe Mavos, they include, according to the Psak of the Mishnah Bura, the other people as well in the Eruve Chatzeros. If, however, there is no Shitufe Mavos, for example, my in-laws, may they be well, when they made an Erev Chatzeros in their house in Brooklyn, where they did not carry in the Eruv, following the psak of their neighbor, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tar V'Das, Rav Belsky, who did not and does not carry in the Eruv in Brooklyn, then if one was not following with that Eruv, of course, Elu ve'elu divre l'kim chayim, we've explained lots of reasons why one can make an Eruv even in Brooklyn, the position of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was not to. So then in such a case, they had a two-family home, in order to be able to carry in their chatzer, which they had rented out to others, an Eruve Chatzeros had to be made. Now, Tosfos points out that according to the Gemara later on, and this is how it's codified in Shin Samach Vav, you cannot use wine. Rather, what has to be done is you need to use lechem. Says the Mishnah Brura, coming back to the same Mishnah Brura in Shin Pei Vav, Siv Gimel, the difference between the two is that when it comes to Eruve Chatzeros, the Eruv over there is to show that we are joining together in Dira, that we share, that my in-laws were sharing the rented area with the Swerdlicks. The Swerdlicks and the Summers were now together, those two families were now together. In order to be Koveya, share Dira, it's not enough to simply share wine, but rather bread is also necessary. Hence, for Eruve Chatzeros, matzahs need to be used. So therefore, if someone is in an area that does not have an Eruv, then to make Eruve Chatzeros, where you join in all the people together, we'll speak about the Zikoy in another daf, then matzos need to be used, and wine or other foods would not be acceptable. As a long shot, maybe we could point out that this might be Rashi's defense to Tosas's objection. I say this Beloshen Ulai, the mitzvah to be Miyashev Rashi. Tosas points out that Rashi learned that you could use for Eruve Chatzeros all types of food. That's just simply not true. Mara and Ayin Aleph Amebeis clearly says not that way. Maybe we could defend Rashi by saying, Bechol Ma'arvin Umishtatvin, that Rashi was talking like the position that we follow, that the Shitufei Mavos works both for the Mavui as well as for the Eruve Chatzeros. So in an instance where you have a Shitufei Mavos of wine, then that would work as well for the Chatzer, as described by the Ramah in Shin Pei Zayin, and the Mishnah Brura over there in Sifkatan Yud Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of what types of foods are used for the Eruve Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavos, and why many today do not make an Eruve Chatzeros because they are already living in an area that had a Shitufei Mavos done, and the Eruve Chatzeros is thereby included. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chavzayin.